This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Colton Underwood.
Thanks for having me on.
Lovebird is in the house.
Yes.
I mean, listen, when I think of Colton Underwood, and I think a lot of people think a lot of things, but they don't think singer. I mean, how did you get involved with The Masked Singer?
Oh, gosh. You know, it was a show I knew that I would want to do eventually, and I hadn't been the right fit for different reasons and different times of my life. And when the offer came back around, I was like, this has got to be the time that I say yes. And I'm so glad that I did. It was such a crazy, lovely, fun experience.
You know, like hindsight is 2020. I'm so, you know, people on the internet figured out it was you, but like in retrospect, you look back and like, you're talking about love and being a leading man and we see roses. I'm like, of course, this is someone from The Bachelor. We see football cleats. Like, you think people are going to be shocked that it was you?
I don't think they will be. I think, you know, of all the judges too, I thought that Jenny was going to be the one to guess me just because she's a reality TV guru and, you know, read my book and knew about me and we spoke before. So I always thought that she might get me. But, you know, also, I think a lot of the viewers probably were familiar with my voice at this point. So maybe a couple of songs gave it away.
Are you shocked? Cause you know, you have a voice, like you did well in the competition. Like, did you always have this singing bug? Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I don't. You know what? I sing a lot in my car and I sing a lot in the shower, and that does not qualify you to be on the Masked Singer. But what I will say is it just was like a great opportunity for me to get outside my comfort zone, to push myself a little bit, to return back to reality television in sort of like a fun, lighthearted way. That hasn't always been the case for me. Every time I'm on TV, it's something serious or I'm trying to figure something out. So to come on and sing and sort of be carefree was a dream.
Well, you did better than I can do. So let me just say that. And yes, every time you are on reality TV, sometimes it is heavier or you're figuring things out. You know, speaking of roses and that, you know, like when you look back to your time on The Bachelor, like it's only been 5 years, but you had been through so much, like personally, publicly. I mean, if you asked me when you were on The Bachelor, I would have said about 20 years ago. Like, does it seem like just another lifetime to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I packed a lot of life in. I filmed three shows in that franchise in under a year. And I think not a lot of people realize, you know, I was in my mid-20s when I did that. And, you know, I had a lot to learn and I grew up, you know, in the public eye and, you know, had a lot of victories and had a lot of failures, and sort of went through it. And figuring myself out was challenging, and learning to love different parts of me was challenging as well. And I think, I'm now at a place where I can confidently say I'm ready to go, and it's exciting to be returning. It's exciting to sort of dive back into it. And yeah.
What was it like? Because I am a self-respecting gay man. I watch coming out cult, and I'm sure you hear from like people all the time about their own coming out stories. But I mean, I can't even imagine doing that in the public eye. Like, what was that like?
I mean, look, as much criticism as what I've been through, I would do it all over again. I think, I wake up every morning and have a message from somebody around the world, saying that they watch the show and it's helped them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And that was the reason why I ultimately said yes to documenting my coming out, was there's a lot of people like me that feel hopeless, that feel trapped, that feel confused, that don't feel represented, in mainstream media and or in entertainment. So for me to have, that role and responsibility and privilege was an honor, and something I'll always be very proud of.
This is the Masked Singer. Like, what is on your iPod? Like, what does Colton Underwood listen to when you're taking
Well,
time off?
Beyonce's new album's definitely on it, but I'll say, like, I have a lot of country on there. I have a lot of, pop, a lot of pop rock. Yeah, I think that's sort of the genres that I stay in, and when I work out, I love hip hop and rap as well.
Do you have a favorite song from Beyonce's new album?
Daughter is always a good one. The one with Miley is, I think, On the Run is, that's my favorite. It's all really good. It's so different.
What is it like, like you've done so many challenging things on reality TV? Like, what was it like singing Under the Mask, and where does that compare to some of the other difficult things you've done?
Oh, nothing, nothing seems weird or crazy on reality TV anymore. I've seen it all, done it all at this point, and I just had such a lovely experience. I think from top to bottom, it's hard to put a show together where everybody feels so comfortable, confident, safe, and just has a good time. And they really knocked it out of the park.
Was this, I mean, do you ever, is there ever something like you don't want to put out there? Because again, just going back to coming out, Colton, for a minute, you really put yourself out there. Like, was that, like, do you have any regrets? Is there anything you're like, this is just off limits, or you're like, kind of like, no, I just really is the vehicle we signed up for here?
It's not bad as much as it is just a conversation with my husband. I mean, there's two of us in this relationship, and we're building our family now. So it's learning boundaries and what feels good to us, and really protecting, different elements of what we do have privilege, and we do feel, obligated to continue to serve as role models in certain aspects of our life and in our community. But at the same time, this world could be brutal at times, so we have to be able to protect us and be smart with what we put out there.
Speaking of building your family with your husband, Daddyhood, the podcast, welcome to the
Yeah.
podcast game. It's fairly new. How is, tell us about Daddyhood for everyone who hasn't listened
Oh,
yet.
I'm so excited for Daddyhood. Daddyhood, my goal with it was just to humanize the fertility experience, not only for same-sex couples, but for everyone out there. I think IVF is misunderstood. It's always viewed as sort of a last resort, to get pregnant. And I think, reframing it to be a preventative medicine and a tool to be used to expand and grow your family needs to be a conversation. And just to make people feel less alone. I think when I struggled with my fertility and I didn't have any sperm, and just talking about that and having so many men be like, me too, but I didn't feel, it feels weird to like talk to other men about that. I think it was such an eye opener, like, oh, I needed to use my platform to talk about this because nobody else is.
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I used to have so much trouble sleeping, and it's not because I had so much on my mind. It was because I was either too hot or too cold all the time. That was until a friend recommended Miracle Made's bed sheets. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics that makes temperature-regulated bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. I mean, how many out there of you wake up and you're either too hot or too cold? Go to trymiracle.com/velvet to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code VELVET at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle's so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet and use the code VELVET to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/velvet to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Guys, I'm so proud of myself. I just completed a 5-day nutrition program with Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. That's right. Prolon is not a diet. It's science. It makes your body believe it is fasting, but you're actually eating. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, beverages, and they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Now, okay, on day 1, day 2, yeah, it took a minute to get used to, but honestly, by day 3 and 4, I was feeling like, wow, this is great and I can really do this. I actually feel more refreshed as if I slept for like a really long time. I'm able to concentrate on this podcast better. And I mean, look, let's be honest, I see the results. I've leaned out. So listen, right now, Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. I have no time to go to the grocery store, shop, stand over a stove, and cook a whole dinner. I always end up ordering takeout. That is until I discovered Home Chef. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes right to your front door. They have classic meal kits with pre-proportioned ingredients and easy instructions. They have speedy recipes in less than 30 minutes. And my favorite, quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. I found most meal kits have such limited variety. Not Home Chef, they have over 30 options a week, and they serve a variety of dietary needs. Last night, I made sirloin fajitas with guacamole and roasted potatoes. And tonight, I'm making brown butter blackened scallops with creamy asparagus orzo. Home Chef is so economical. On average, their customers save $86 a month on groceries. So listen, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/velvetrope. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Right. And I'm sure that's helping so many people as well.
Yeah.
You were just at the Sprinter launch, Kylie Jenner's new vodka. Like the Kardashians is the Masked Singer and Kardashians is such destination TV for so many people. Like, do you have guilty pleasures? Like, you've been on so much reality TV now, the Masked Singer. Like, do you watch reality TV? Like, what are your guilty pleasures?
I do. You know, I love the challenge. I love this last season of Traitors. I think it was great. I obviously, you know, keep up with the Kardashians for sure. I think they're incredible reality stars, but also just good human beings that are really, you know, doing some fun things in the world. And they're entertaining. That's all you have to be. Obviously, the Masked Singer is one of them as well. Anything that has like competition element, I can get behind.
Well, you know, the Traitors does pull from a variety of shows. They had some Bachelor representation. Might you be heading to the castle in Scotland next?
We'll see. I don't speak in definitives, but we'll see what's up next for me. I mean, I'm always down to compete. I'm always down to have a good time, but it just sort of has to make sense in my life.
Do you keep up like with Bachelor Nation, you know, like Joey Graziati, like so many people thought like this season was like a return to form and that he kind of saved the franchise and it was like back to the olden days. I thought it was a great season of The Bachelor with Joey.
I really don't watch. I don't keep up with a ton of them. I think I'm going to Tyler Cameron's launch of his Amazon show tonight. So I'll support him there. But it's been one of those things. My life has just changed so much since I left that franchise. And I just am really happy in the place that I'm at. But no ill will towards anybody in it. It just isn't something I'm interested in really staying involved in right now.
Do you have a favorite song? Like, I know you're kind of plan your song at least for a week if you stayed in the Masked Singer competition. Like, what was on your horizon, or was there a song you were hoping to sing based on a certain theme?
It probably would have been something in the country genre, I think. You know, playing with that pop rock was really nice, but getting to something maybe slow and a little soulful or heartful in the country lane would have been a lot of fun and challenging for me. So yeah.
Do you think, you know, this is something I have talked about so much on this podcast with so many people that have come on from Bachelation. Like, now we have Jen Tran, you know, the first Asian American who's going to be the Bachelorette. That's obviously a great thing. But do you think they, ABC will, I mean, I used to always advocate for you. I mean, I know you're a happily married man now, so that ship has sailed. But like, do you think ABC will ever just bite the bullet and have like, here is our leading bachelor and he is gay and we're doing a whole season of this?
Well, I hope they don't feel like they have to bite the bullet, but I do think too, taking the pressure just off The Bachelor for a moment, there's so many other great TV shows that I think formats might actually fit a same-sex dating show a little bit better. And what I mean by that is just as far as representation within our community, and just all like, we go about handling our relationships so much different than a traditional show like The Bachelor does. So by having a Love is Blind, by having an ultimatum, by having just, you know, a Bachelor in Paradise style queer same-sex dating show, could be really powerful and maybe a better fit. While I obviously am married, I'm definitely working on some ways to get that representation out there, to host potentially, to be a shoulder to cry on, an ear for them to vent to and go from there.
I think like a Love is Blind, like, that would be great representation.
Yeah, we can do a pod situation with tops and bottoms. How about that?
I'm okay with that. That's a show that I would definitely watch.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything? Because you have done so much in reality TV. Like, what did you learn about yourself from The Masked Singer?
I mean, I think I just learned to have fun on reality TV again. I think, you know, you sort of get scarred and bruised a little bit going through it, and just by letting loose and having fun and having a safe work environment to be able to express yourself in is really important. And I think that's what it sort of taught me.
I love it. There's so much out there about so many people in the public eye. Like, what do you think is the biggest misconception about yourself? Like, something you've heard where you're like, God, people just get it so wrong.
I feel like people have really struggled to figure out who I am. And I mean, look, I've been very candid and I'm very much a work in progress and I'm a walking contradiction, but I think entering this new chapter in my life, I think people are going to see me, you know, in a different way and hopefully a way that they feel good about. And because I do for sure. So, you know, there's not one thing that always sticks with me, and I always sort of take the rule of not trying to please everybody, because that's damn near impossible in today's time. So, just living true to myself and, you know, figuring out what I put out there is going to be fun.
Right. You're at a happy place in your life. I saw, like, I don't know when I saw like a recent interview you did with like Jenna Bush and Hoda, and they just kept saying you're beaming and you seem so happy. I think it was when your podcast first came out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. It's just, I'm in such a happy, peaceful time in my life, and I really want to be present in it and enjoy it, but also, you know, continue to find out what makes me happy and to continue to keep, you know, keep pursuing that.
I love it. Would you do The Masked Singer again if they asked you to?
100%. It was a lovely experience and something that I'll cherish forever.
Well, it was great watching you as Lovebird. You know, let's get that Love is Blind, like, you know, the representation. Like, let's just put that out into the world, Colton.
Totally. Let's do it. I'm a big manifester, so we'll start manifesting that.
I love it. Congratulations on everything. It's been great watching you on The Masked Singer, and congratulations and good luck with everything else you have going on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on, David.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. we're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts, or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.